The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, lots of you have been reacting today to talk of this new Metrolink. We got out of Eamon Ryan a concession that he thinks it'll happen in 2025. Do you believe him? With a possible operation date in the start of the next decade. And why do these projects take so long? Could they be made any quicker? Could they be made any more efficient? Is it objectors? Is it the legal system? Is it the planning system? Or is it just the skill set and the skill base that we have in this country for building them? Why are we seemingly slow, or are we slow at all compared to other places? That's the kind of thing we wanted to tease out on the programme for you this evening. And we're hoping to do it with our next guest, who is Paolo Carbone. He's head of Public Transport Capital Programmes at Transport Infrastructure Ireland. That is the state body responsible for the planning of these big transport projects, not so much in the health area, which is one of the reasons that sometimes this subject gets discussed. You're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder, Paolo.
Thank you very much, Emmett. I'm glad to be here with you tonight.
Now, Paolo, to be fair to you, Irish people for decades, literally decades, have mulled over this particular issue of why we don't do big projects well. They always seem to be over budget. They always seem to be delayed. And obviously, it's a population of about 5 million or so on the island, a little bit more now. You know, we don't have a huge track record of big, chunky infrastructural projects. Maybe it's just a lack of familiarity and a skill base, as I said in the introduction. We've heard from the minister today. He's looking at putting a shovel in the ground in about 2025, operation in about 2030. That's the kind of timelines he's working off. Take all the usual barrels of salt with those things, because they have been historically not on point. What do you think is the reason, and I know you've experience of other markets and other locations, but why do you think we are seemingly slow? And do you accept that basic attention that we are always sort of a bit sluggish about getting these things advanced?
For sure, obviously, I can comment up to a point as an external observer, even though I'm involved with the Irish infrastructure market since 2001. So by now, maybe I've gone a bit native. However, I would
never
say that it takes a long time to get to the through the planning stage, but then projects in Ireland tend to happen. And I would say that mega projects are tricky and take a long time. I mean, I can quote examples in Italy, for instance, Metroline C in Rome or Metroline 4 in Milan, but also in other jurisdictions which have taken a very, very long time. And this is a combination of factors, the planning system, sometimes the cyclical nature of investment, and generally speaking, the fact that these projects are very complex. They are delivered in an urban environment with multiple stakeholders. And this is the mix that makes them take time and makes them tricky. From the point of view of TII, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, we have experienced good delivery of public transport in Dublin, the latest being Green Line, the capacity expansion of the Green Line in the last 2-3 years, and Lewis Cross City before that, it opened in 2017 on time. So I think with the right alignment of stakeholders and with the right level of support, we can deliver effectively and efficiently. And yeah. Today's decision is about allowing us to submit the railway order, which is our planning, and we are going to do so in September. And therein, we really hope to be in the best position, and we think we are in the best position to deliver it efficiently and effectively and quickly, obviously based on the factors that we control.
Well, now, sure. Forgive me a bit of mischievousness here, but if you can isolate, you've mentioned a number of factors, and there's never just one thing. I totally accept that. But if you had to isolate one piece of that, you've mentioned planning, you've mentioned complexity, you've mentioned legal, you've mentioned funding and investment. Is there actually cash to go into the project, and is it at the right time and in the right format? But if you had to isolate one, if you were looking at this, and I'm sure you and your colleagues are, where's the biggest risk? Where's the bit where this particular piece goes wrong? We are in trouble.
Probably the biggest risk from this for this phase of the project is planning and judicial reviews to planning. The next biggest risk is obviously the entire area of technical complexity, system integration. But for that, we have learned lessons from mega projects around the world. for this business case in particular, not only for the cost, but for all elements, we have applied best international practice. We looked at the reference class forecasting. We worked very closely with Oxford Global Project and Professor Ben Flisberg, and we adapted into the knowledge of all of these projects, and we benchmarked MetroLink against these projects, and that's how we've come up with this business case, which is the first that follows this approach in Ireland. Also, I shall say that the level of scrutiny that this business case and these plans reach nowadays with the public spending code and external assurances by the major project governance oversight group organized by the Department of Transport and by the major project advisory group under DIPER really provide assurance that these plans are robust.
Okay, well, Paolo, let's get some dates and diaries here. When do you expect this project to see a shovel first turning of the ground? What are you looking at there?
We are looking at 2025 for the construction to start. The contract to
okay, now how long are you looking at a construction phase lasting?
Obviously, that question, there are various scenarios, but between 7 and 9 years.
Wow, 9 years. Whew, that would be 2032. Yeah, I mean,
but that's the range. That's the range of the scenarios that you can envisage. And the important thing here is to remember that we're talking about the future and about complex projects in terms of complexity, scale, and benefit that they deliver also. And that's why it's appropriate to look at scenarios. I want also to make another point that we are at the first decision gate for government in terms of sanctioning a business case to allow us to continue the preparation of the procurement and, most important, to apply for planning. And my experience is personally, because I've been involved, as I said, for many, many years in infrastructure, but also through international best practice, that the further down the road the project goes, the more certainty there is about cost and programs. So there are other two big decision gates for government. One, it will be reached next year when we'll go back to ask for permission to start the procurements. And the final one, which one could consider that's the final decision to invest, really, it's when we have an enforceable planning and we have the tenders, we receive the tenders. And at that point, one can have a more firm grip on programs and costs.
Okay, well, listen, Paolo, I hope you're right. We had the minister backing you up. You're both well coordinated, it has to be said, on dates. Just wanted to see if you were both on the same hymn sheet, but you definitely are. Thank you very much for walking us through the wider context of those projects. Maybe we aren't any worse than some of our European colleagues, even though we think we are. Paolo Carbone, he's head of Public Transport Capital Programmes at Transport Infrastructure Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.